Hey everybody, welcome to JK Sports Report Wednesday special edition. It's the soccer edition, midweek. Stay with us.
You ready? Let's go!
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wednesday, midweek, soccer special edition Wednesday here on JK Sports Report. Today we're going to be going over just pretty much all soccer, everything soccer. We're going to cover a little Premier League, we're going to cover a little La Liga, a little MLS, all right? We're going to hit up all those three things. First thing, I just thought we'd start, you know, I'm in the U.S., so I thought, what's a good thing to start with? MLS. All right, so the MLS Cup is coming up on November 20th on ESPN. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a fantastic game. It's going to be Galaxy, LA Galaxy, versus Houston Dynamo. I think LA Galaxy has a big advantage over the Houston Dynamo. The Galaxy are playing at home. They've wanted this forever. They haven't been able to get there. They've been working hard. They haven't been able to get there. They lost in the shootout in 2009 against RSL in Seattle. And they haven't been able to just get back to that spot. This year, they're there. David Beckham's leading the team. Landon Donovan's leading the team. Robbie Keane is leading the team. Mike McGee. Can we take a moment and talk about Mike McGee? Mike McGee, this postseason, I mean, he's been great. He's scored the key goals they needed. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I like to think that it's, you know, David Beckham. Because he's putting the ball in. He's doing everything that he needs to do. Mike McGee is getting on the ball, you know, and doing what he does. You know, I think that Galaxy will win against Dynamo on the 20th. I think it's going to be a good match. The ball, they'll really try to get the ball outside. They'll try to get it out to Bex, who will then get it in to Keane, Donovan, hey, Mike McGee, whoever. I think that's what their game plan will be. I think they'll be able to take this one home. I know it's a while. I know it's not for a little while, but it's still really good. They're really good. Mike McGee this season, 23 games started, 8 goals. I think he's going to be a key player for this match. Also, another key part will be Bex. Another situation that the LA Galaxy have is players left for international duty today. Robbie Keane and Chris Burchill left for international play. Landon Donovan, who was supposed to meet up with the U.S. team, who play France November 11th, and they have another game on the 15th. And then he would come back after those games. He took his name out of those games. He's going to stay in LA, and he's going to train with everybody. And he's going to stay there, work hard, because he wants this. I think if anybody besides people on the Sounders, he is the guy who deserves this the most. I mean, he's worked hard for this spot. He's finally gotten there in the MLS, and I really think they're going to take it home. I know it's early. I know it's still, 11 days away? But I'm thinking Galaxy will take this one home 3-1. I think 3-1 is a good score for them. I think they'll be able to get there. They'll win it all. That is my prediction. 3-1, Galaxy over Dynamo. But let's talk a little bit how the Galaxy got there. Galaxy beat Well, they played RSL a couple days ago, last weekend, and they won 3-1. RSL, Real Salt Lake, had beat Seattle Sounders on aggregate. It was a great series, if you will, between the Sounders and RSL. You know, the first match, first leg, went all to RSL. They were really moving the ball around. I mean, it was all thanks to Casey Keller that the Sounders were able to stay in that match. Coming home for the second leg, and they almost did it. The Sounders, you know, they won the last game 2-0. They were playing just with this frantic pace. One of the greatest games I've ever seen. Really good. And the Galaxy, before playing RSL, had played the New York Red Bulls in a really, really, really good series, again, if you will. You know, they had the sending offs in the first game. They had the little skirmish when the first game ended. You know, it was a really, really heated series. And then they come home and they're able to win, you know, and move on. And now they got past RSL. Now they're ready. Now they're ready to take it home against the Dynamo next Saturday, or a week from Saturday. So I definitely think the Galaxy will have home field advantage, which is a great thing for them. Galaxy has some really good fans. Not the best fans, you know, because I'm from Seattle. Seattle Sounders, best fans. After that, I hate to admit it, but either Vancouver Whitecaps, Portland Timbers, next greatest fans. Then after that, probably the Galaxy. But definitely they'll have home field advantage. They'll be all pumped up because they wanted this. It's David Beckham's last year on contract in LA. Might be his last game with the Galaxy. He might decide to retire. He might decide to, I don't think he'll retire, but you know, he might, you never know. Or he might go back to Europe, or he might stay on with the Galaxy. I know again it's too early to be talking about this, but I think he'll stay. But anyway, that's pretty much the wrap up for the MLS. They did draw today for the CONCACAF Champions League, which for those of you who don't know is pretty much is the Champions League of the Americas. All the teams qualify, and the draw was today, and it is LA Galaxy versus Toronto FC, Seattle Sounders versus Santos Laguna. And then there are some teams from Mexico in there as well, including Monterrey and Pumas UNAM. So that's a good draw for the Sounders. They'll play Santos Laguna and LA Galaxy. The winner of LA Galaxy Toronto FC will play the winner of the Sounders Santos Laguna legs quarterfinals. So the first leg will be between March 6th to 8th, and the second leg will be March 13th to 15th. So it's crazy that there are two teams, two MLS teams. It's a great thing for the MLS to have two teams still in contention for the Champions League, CONCACAF Champions League. I really think it's a great thing. It's 75% chance for an MLS side to qualify for the finals. That's really, really good for the MLS. They've come a long way, you know, ever since. I know I'm going on David Beckham, but, you know, it's a good thing. David Beckham came over here, then the Sounders really upped things when they were created, and all the fans, everybody started to hear about all the fans in Seattle. Then all the expansion teams that started to go with the Philadelphia Union, and then with the Vancouver Whitecaps and the Portland Timbers, you know, it really started to expand, and it's a really, really good thing for the MLS. It's really great. You know, we're still children compared to all these other great, great soccer leagues across the world, but it's getting better. I'm really proud of how the MLS is be able to get past that step of just being in its infancy and just having 8 teams. You know, we've come a long way. You know, we're now in that stage, you know, toddler, you know, getting somewhere. We're moving on, and it's really good. So I'm really proud of the MLS. They've come a long way, and especially to have three MLS teams in the CONCACAF Champions League. I mean, that's great. I'm just really proud of the MLS. I mean, people were always saying, "Oh, the MLS is so bad. Oh, the MLS is they're so wretched." But now people can start to say, you know, hey, we're getting better. It's a building process. And yeah, Premier League 10 times better, La Liga 10 times better, you know, even Serie A 10 times better, you know? Still, we're getting to that spot where we need to be. It's a really, really great thing for the MLS. We're going to take a short break, and coming up, we'll be talking a little bit about the Premier League, what happened this past weekend, what will be happening this next weekend, and how Newcastle is staying in the top of the table. It's a really crazy thing. That's all coming up next on JK Sports Report. Stick with us. All right. Everybody, welcome back to JK Sports Report, here with Jamie Kelly, the special Wednesday All Soccer Edition. So right now, we're just going, let's move on to the Premier League, go over the scores from this past week. Newcastle beat Everton 2-1 at St. James Park to keep going. They're staying in their third place right now on the table at 25 points, 1 point behind Man United, and 6 points behind the leader Man City. Arsenal beat West Bromwich Albion 3-0 at Emirates. Aston Villa won 3-2 against Norwich City at Villa Park. Blackburn Rovers lost 1-0 to Chelsea at Ewood Park. Liverpool and Swansea City tied 0-0 at Anfield. A great win, pretty much it's a great win for Swansea City at have a tie with Liverpool. Manchester United won 1-0 against Sunderland at Old Trafford. And QPR lost 2-3 against Manchester City at Loftus Road, which was definitely match of the week. So good. Wolverhampton Wanderers won 3-1 against Wigan Athletic. Bolton Wanderers won 5-0 against Stoke City at Reebok Stadium, and Fulham lost to Tottenham Hotspur 3-1 at Craven Cottage. So some really, really good games this past weekend. I think the couple games, Newcastle United versus Everton, I mean, it's crazy that Newcastle has been so strong. Going in, they've played 11 games so far, 25 points, to only be one behind former champions from last year, Man United, and to only be out 6 points from the leader, Manchester City. I think it's really good for them. They've been playing some really good soccer, or football. Just for the rest of the show, you know, when I talk about Premier League or whatever, I call it football. When I talk about MLS, I call it soccer. Might get confused, but I prefer to say football when I talk about Premier League. The other matches, you know, Manchester City versus Sunderland, you know, it was a contested goal. Not a contested goal, it was a contested goal who scored it. It was former Manchester United player Wes Brown was given the own goal. He did get the last touch on it, but it was a really subtle touch. I believe Danny Welbeck struck it. It would have gone in anyway. I think they should have given the goal to Danny Welbeck, and instead they gave it to Wes Brown as a own goal, which led to be the only goal in that match. It was a good game. You know, Sunderland really were able to keep even with Manchester United the whole time. So it's a really, really great thing for them. They really have a bright future. Now, I talked about this yesterday in the regular version of JK Sports Report, the QPR Manchester City match. Hands down, best match of the week. Look, it was great. Against Manchester City and QPR. I know I talked about this all for a long time yesterday, but like I said yesterday, if you didn't tune in yesterday, they're my favorite new team, or my new favorite team. So it was really good. You know, like Neil Warnock, the manager of the club, said yesterday, you know, they could have gotten a free kick, or not a free kick, a PK, a penalty kick, but their forward did not go down. Jamie Mackey, he was tripped, and you, like he said, you can't tell a player to dive, but, and again, like he said before, as I tell you, if you get clipped or something in the box, you go down. So it was a really great match. The goals for QPR came from Bothroyd in the 28th minute and Helgeson in the 69th minute. And the scorers for Manchester City were Dzeko in the 43rd minute, Silva in the 52nd minute, and Yaya Toure in the 74th minute. So it was really... I can't say enough about this game. It's so good. Neil Warnock, favorite manager. He's great. I am a Manchester United fan, so you have to say, oh, Sir Alex, that's Sir Alex is the best there ever will be, which is true. He is one of the best, if not the best, manager out there. But some players, like that sort of, not laid back, but that player's coach who will talk to you and will just talk to you and say, this is what you need to do, this is what you're doing wrong, this is to fix that, do this. So Neil Warnock is that kind of guy. And I'm not saying that Alex Ferguson isn't, but Neil Warnock is definitely one of those kind of coaches than Sir Alex. But like I said before, is a really great one, the great possible best game of the year. Possible greatest game of the year. It was just so fantastic. And they hit the post multiple times. Each team did. It could have gone either way. QPR was definitely the better team. They came out playing hard. They didn't want to get humiliated on their home turf, and they didn't. They did exactly the opposite. It was really, really great for them. The next match I want to talk about, just briefly, and I already did touch on it a little bit, but Newcastle United against Everton. Everton is really floundering. Really, they're floundering. They're not doing well at all. But Newcastle United, I can't say it enough, props to them for staying top of the table, the big four. They've stayed in. So it's really, really great for them. Yesterday, Everton had a whole own goal, Haitinga. Tough break for them. And then And then Ryan Taylor, one of the best goals of the number one goal for the week, most definitely. One of the best goals this season. I mean, he took it, took a strike from well outside the box. He was on the left wing and just absolutely crushed it. Top corner past Tim Howard. So it's a great thing for Newcastle that they're able to be holding on and playing some really good, really good football. But again, I apologize, but I have to go back to QPR really quickly. They're so good. I mean, so great. If you get a chance to check out some of their highlights or any of the interviews of Neil Warnock, do that. Do that most definitely. Really, really great guy right there. So this week it is a bye week, if you will, for everybody. It's international duty, which I was talking about the MLS a little bit, but it is international duty. So they had this week off, and then a week from Saturday they'll be back playing. The key matches, I think, Newcastle United against Manchester City will be a really key match. Number one, number three team. Manchester, it will be a home game for City. But it's going to be a really hard-fought match. It's pretty much the only big match. You know, there is Liverpool at Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, but I think Chelsea will be able to come away with that win. Liverpool has been struggling. I'll get into more on this as it gets closer, since they have a bye week this weekend for international duty. But then, you know, Tottenham Hotspur, Aston Villa, Swansea City, Manchester United should be in the walk in the park for Manchester United. Wigan Athletic, Blackburn Rovers, Bolton Wanderers versus West Bromwich Albion, Fulham Sunderland, Stoke City versus QPR. Really good match to watch. Stoke City versus QPR. I think QPR will be able to come away with it in the end. And then Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Everton. Another good match. And Arsenal Norwich City. So, except for Newcastle United and Man City, all the matches are sort of teams versus the lower teams. The high team, the mid to higher against the lower. One of the few weeks you'll see that, when you will see Manchester City going up Swansea City and everything like that. So really good weekend coming up in a couple weeks. Well, in a week from this coming Saturday. So that's all for right now. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll go over some quick news and notes. So yeah, stick with us on JK Sports Report. You didn't know what to say. The alchemist you today. Can't get out your own way. Well, hold on. All right, welcome back to JK Sports Report. Jamie Kelly here. JK, you know. So just quick news and notes. According to ESPN, devastated Penn State coach Joe Paterno is going to resign at the end of this season after the whole scandal that has evolved in the past week or two. ESPN sources also that NBA owners and players start talking again, you know, which is good. They'll try to get this season going at some point, but I'm not too optimistic. I think it's different than the NFL. It's too many different things. So we'll see what happens there. And Albert Haynesworth was released yesterday by the Patriots. Bill Belichick on Haynesworth just said it didn't work out. So that's pretty much all the news and notes for today. Make sure to check out the blog at www.jksportsreport.blogspot.com. And make sure to keep listening to the podcasts. There'll be one every week of a basic one. There'll be the special Wednesday soccer edition. And if there's any crazy thing that I want to vamp about it and I don't want to write about it, it will be there. So thanks for listening, JK Sports Report. I'll see you next week, guys. See ya.